With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. An inquest into the death of a Windsor man who died during a police standoff 6.5 years ago will start later this month. 34-year-old Chad Romanick died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after police surrounded his home on Betts Avenue. They were investigating a shooting the night before in Amherstburg. The inquest, which starts March 25th, is online and will hear from 12 witnesses over 8 days. The Special Investigations Unit cleared Windsor police of wrongdoing in the death. The number of elementary students suspended from school continues to shrink. As of this morning, the health unit said 257 students were still banned from class until their immunization records are up to date. That's down from 870 last Friday. A delivery truck driver must have been in a real hurry to make a delivery because the OPP clocked the truck going 140 on Highway 3 in Essex. The speed limit is 80 there. The OPP charged the 23-year-old driver with stunt driving over the weekend. For the fifth time in a row, the Bank of Canada is leaving its key interest rate alone. It's still at 0.5%. Governor Tiff Macklin says it's too early to cut interest rates. He wants to see more progress on inflation first. That was 2.9% in January. February's rate comes out next week. Ottawa says it's open to changes to the Emergencies Act, but it wants to do a lot of consulting first. The law was used to quell Freedom Convoy protests 2 years ago. The public inquiry into its use made 56 recommendations, and the Canadian Press says about 24 dealt with the law itself. The inquiry found its use reasonable, but a federal court judge disagreed, saying it violated some constitutional rights. The federal government plans to appeal. And the cancellation of this year's Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal is a big blow for the local comedy scene. A new Faces of Comedy showcase was planned in Windsor for the 19th at Meteor. That's been canceled now. Organizer Jen Richardson says events like Just for Laughs can boost a comedian's career.
We were really excited. You know, we worked really hard at getting to a point where they were even interested in coming to see us. And then we've been going back and forth and planning this showcase since early November, late October.
Richardson says they might go ahead with the showcase even if there's no talent scout. The Leafs take on the Sabres tonight in the NHL while the Wings play the Avalanche. The 73s could sweep Dresden tonight in their playoff series. They lead it so far 3-0. The Vipers play Chatham, kicking off their playoff series. Women's hockey, Toronto hosts Boston and Montreal plays New York. And in basketball, the Windsor Express take on Newfoundland. Cloudy and up to 8 today. Cloudy down to 2 tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny and 10. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.